DJ.
Blood and creep walking, made the generation take it to what I'm talking.
Sometimes we should have some fun. If that's the talk of the man, so come. If I make the sense of the man, then let the politics. Talk about the back and the man.
Indies Culture Shock, we're taking it back in times, yes, with some what you could call classics by now.
Yeah. abuse. Then me hear say last night I see two them kill a youth. Then mama tell me say our church sister chuck kill him. Just lose our brother over sea view garden. When she tell me that you know it mash me up, not tell no lie. But you know say man a tuggy so you know but see me cry. Every day and every night she still ask the father why. Our brother had to die, she hear a voice reply.
Someone they call Screwdriver, Rivers of Babylon, reggae music in the mix, 90.1 FM, CJSF. The one they call Sheldon Shepherd. Give thanks.
Itself might get bored.
Pulpit flattery beseeches on. What else is on?
Take volume down with a shot of rum. Only to numb the sound of your voices. One of my vices. The advice is too little words. Consciously arranged means the word. As above is below. The Italians use one word for goodbye and hello. Just goes to show simplicity is key. Everything is everything. How more profound can we be? There is no Thanksgiving in Jamaica. Split the word. Switch them around. Take the ING. Give thanks. Give thanks. Bon appetit.
So I'm looking at the mirror and decide my fate. In my life, I have what's great. Perfect balance, harmony resonate. So much love is on my plate. So me share and still no scrape. Knife and fork, now fight ceramic. Oh, what a joy I man simulate. Stimulate, she's still aroused, I am bait. More like horny, sword and cape. Torro, torro, been like 2 hours straight. We could use some time to recuperate.
Attitude.
Melon and grape. Fresh water, most wanted. Chat about how the world is so corrupt. Still we wanna bring a youth like what the f***. I guess we just love how together we look. Merge, produce, produce.
Loves that we may not see. After desires that satisfy the flesh. Misrepresent truth and impair sober judgment. So as to not veer off the path. That Christ's purpose for our own well-being. Our shepherd general, if need be, firmly realigned our steps. This tender adjustment causes us to reassess our choices, realize our mistakes, and enables us to...
And that's the one they call multi-man.
The severity of...
With the scriptograph.
We feel caused by the Lord refastening our spiritual bones back into correct position. Is in direct proportion to the extent in which we have air. Causing a temporal spiritual dislocation between us and our Father. Our strength, life, and righteousness is in Him, who saved us by the shedding of His blood, putting to death our old selves. Not only have we been crucified with Christ on the cross, but we have also joined Him in the resurrection, reaping an eternal reward and inheritance predestined beforehand that far outweighs the hollow treasures of this world. The enemy's passion resides in extreme exaltation, idolization and worship of self, fueled by evil and hate in all whom God loves. He is dedicated to a relentless campaign that seeks to deceive and obliterate unbelievers before coming to a saving faith in Christ. The lost reject His invitation to sip on the infinite spring of water that cleanses, builds up, fortifies, unifies, makes wise and satisfies. Instead, they opt for deceptive, sparkling liquids that disguise the eyes of the poison there in that lies, piercing their livers and causing their demise. In response to self-proclaimed heightened human reason, concluding that there must be a creator, they seek approval instead of a relationship with the Savior. Tirelessly grasping for religion and laboring in vain for that which can never be earned. This candle at both ends burns, storing contaminated water in cracked cisterns, patching such a reservoir, employing the same material it was built with, proves a futile undertaking. The fault isn't found in the craftsmanship, but it's present in the blueprint itself. For a faulty mind cannot develop a flawless design in the same manner that a physical object cannot fill a spiritual void. Any plan to achieve the most state-of-the-art plumbing system for the purpose of quenching a dry palate upon command may sound like a wise investment of time, but it's merely a waste of time and a waste within time. For even if one successfully constructed the prototype model, it wouldn't do any spiritual good. You would have spent your days laboring for that which perishes. The original mistake was a lack of faith in the only person who has never made one, Jesus Christ. Without this faith in Him, you cannot truly live, as this requires dying while you do. Yes, you must die in order to truly live. The spiritual rebirth allows you to submit to the authority of Christ in your life only after allowing Him to be master and letting Him live His life through you. Will you understand that it is by grace and not through any of your works that you have been made a new creation? This willful submission to God heals a new mind and opens the lines of communication between the redeemed and the Creator, allowing the babe in Christ to have the mind of Christ. The living water that quenches dry bones and brings life to a dead body comes from a well-predated time itself.
nourishes in a way that satisfies the soul and keeps keeping it satisfied, so as to never thirst again.
Oy, 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 oy.
However, the enemy creeps up on and invades unguarded minds of the redeemed as well. When those who have been justified through faith ignore the promptings of the Holy Spirit, they begin to drift off course, walking idly, unfocused, without purpose and out of the Father's will for their life. Disillusioned and increasingly oblivious to their own vulnerability, the wayward ones' transgressions mount. God's sovereign counsel is foolishly replaced with a strong reliance on self-fortitude and man's own wisdom. In this condition, pride, a malady of the human heart since the fall in the garden, is given room to blossom as the ego puffs up and the heart hardens. The unrepentant is presented naked with his spiritual vital organs exposed and ripely poised for the enemy to puncture. Striking tactfully, he inflicts venomous secretions that seep in poison, paralyze and taint the fertile soil of renewed but unaware minds, preventing godly seeds from taking root and harvesting plentiful fruit for the kingdom of God. So, brothers and sisters, don't be misguided by earthly knowledge, but be steered toward wisdom born of faith. Do not labor for the fleeting fulfillment of human applause, preferring to suck in the toxic fumes of hatred and greed, as opposed to filling your lungs with the purified air offered in Christ instead. Adorn yourselves with the spiritual armor of God, meditating on the word and adhering to the instruction of the Holy Spirit.
Last week, blow it on the mask to a master beat. Last day. began. Ben Roberts was the promoter, man. He was the radio host with the Pepper Pot gang. He said Victoria have a session and they wanted to ram, so we call up Nancy and they sent for Monty, man.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlen, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our program on SoundCloud and on our website. Got a request?
Well, it was text 2002 when the thing 2002 when the thing first began.
Ben Roberts
was the promoter, man. He was the radio host with the Pepper
Pot. Oh gosh, Multiman with Victoria. This is how I end here, folks.
Call up Nasty Jag and they send for Multiman. But this is the big bad Multiman. You don't know, sir. It's all about Nasty Jag.
That's how I leave you going.
Well, it was
enough respect.
When the thing
big up
began, Ben Roberts was the promoter, man. He was the radio host with the Pepper Pot gang. He said,